I want you to know that Jesus is the healer. And we're going to find out right here in Job 33 how he does this. And this is one of the many ways. You can't put a formula on it, but this is one of the many ways that God heals. And all he wants you to do is repent of your sins and believe his word. And he will do what he says. Now in Job 33:16, it says, he whispers in our ear and terrifies them with his warnings. He causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Now, does it sound like God wants you to die? No, he wants you to live. That's what he wants you to do. But he's going to try to get your attention. He wants you to repent of all of your sins and walk in love. He gives us one commandment under the new covenant, and that's to love one another. That's all he told us to do, walk in love. Verse 19 and on, it says in verse 19, if God speaks to us again and again and whispers in our ear and has dreams and visions and everything else, and he does not get our attention, it says God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Now then, do you know that you can, if you take somebody that's doing well, and they're strong, and there's no pain, and they're able to do whatever they want to do, they can just back off and say, okay, God, you know, I mean, I'm okay. I just go ahead and hold this unforgiveness if I want to. But when God strikes you with sickness and pain, I had a young man here a few months ago that come set up here right here on this front row that had had a stroke. And whenever we got to it, we found out that his stroke was because of unforgiveness. Now, he was only in his 40s. He had a stroke, and he had to be helped in. He couldn't walk up right by himself, but until a few weeks before that, he was able to run and play and do anything any 45, 50-year-old man could do, as strong as he could be. So I got unforgiveness toward a friend of mine. What's the big deal? I don't like him. But whenever he can't walk in his church, and he can barely sit here on this front row, and when I mention the fact that if you have unforgiveness in your heart toward anybody, God will send a tormenting spirit to torment you, and that tormenting spirit can be sickness, it can be cancer, it can be a stroke, it can be all kinds of things. And I said, until you get that sin repented of, you cannot get well. That man said, oh my goodness. Now then, he's hurting. He's in pain. He's got ceaseless aching deep in his bones. It was real easy for him to forgive that guy. Doesn't it make a difference? You know, when you find out, that's just like one day when Cheryl and I was at Hobbs, New Mexico, and there was an older woman, you know, a woman about 70, you know, one of these old women. You know, I mean, now that I'm over 70 by myself, I can laugh about these things. But this older woman, you know, come in about 70 years old, and she come up there, and I said, ma'am, I'm instead of being 71, I'm 17. You know, I mean, I've turned my letters around, you know, I'm 17. And so I said, ma'am, what is your problem? And she said, I've got this terrible pain in my right hip and down my right leg. Before I could say anything, Cheryl said, do you have unforgiveness toward your husband? And the daughter standing there says, boy, you hit Mama right between the eyes. She said, Mama not only has unforgiveness toward Daddy, but she has unforgiveness toward his brother, too. And I said, well, ma'am, that's your problem. That's why you've got the pain in your right hip and your right leg. Now, see, here's something we've learned. The right-hand side of your body appears to be the male side of your body. The left-hand side appears to be your female side. So I don't understand all this. But all I know is from things we've observed over the years that if a person has a problem with the right side of their body, there's, whether you're male or female, you've got a problem with the male. Now, if you've got a problem in the left side of your body, you've got a problem with the female. Now then, something we've learned about cancer in breast cancer with women, since both of these things are female items, if she has breast cancer in the left breast, if she has cancer in her left breast, she has an unforgiveness toward a female member of her family. Sister, daughter, mother, daughter-in-law, whatever. But if she has cancer in the right breast, it's just a female acquaintance. So if she's got somebody, if a woman comes to us and said, I got breast cancer in my right breast, we immediately ask the question, who do you have unforgiveness toward? A woman. That's, you know, just an acquaintance. Well, I got a woman that works with me. I can't stand her. I hate her guts. Well, now that's your problem. That's why you got breast cancer. Or if she's got it in the left breast, who do you have unforgiveness toward in your family? Oh, my daughter or my mother. I just can't get along with my mother. You got a 25-year-old girl. She can't get along with mother. God strikes her with breast cancer in her left breast. She repents, gets right with mother. We pray for her. She gets healed. We've seen this over and over and over. Well, this woman that came with the pain in the right side, when Cheryl asked the question, do you have unforgiveness toward your husband, whenever her daughter, which looked like she was about 50, said, yes, mother has not only unforgiveness toward daddy, but she has unforgiveness toward his brother also. Leroy, yeah. And I said, well, ma'am, you got to forgive him. And she said, I have to forgive him. I said, well, do you like the pain? No. I said, how long have you had the pain? She said, 12 years. She said, it's getting so bad I can't sleep at night or nothing. Now, see what she doesn't know. This is a tormenting spirit from God sent to this woman in her backside, putting pain and pressure on her because of her unforgiveness toward her husband and her brother-in-law. And when she says, well, okay, I took her to Matthew 18, 21 through 35 and showed her where she had to forgive, because if she didn't forgive, God would send a tormenting spirit to torment her. That's written in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. So anyway, after I showed her, she said, okay, Lord, I forgive my husband. I promise to love him and I will not hold a grudge against him anymore. I said, how about Leroy? Oh, she said, okay, I forgive Leroy. But she said, do I have to go tell him? I said, ma'am, I really think it would make the Lord happy if you would go home and just reach up and grab Leroy by the shoulders and look him right now and say, Leroy, I'm going to tell you, I don't care what you do to me from this day forth. I'm going to love you. I'm going to treat you like a gentleman. I don't care what you say to me or what you do to me. I'm going to love you and I'm going to forgive you in Jesus' name. I said, will you do that? She said, yes. When she said yes, she screamed. I said, what happened? She said, my gosh, the pain just left. All that pain. And she's walking around her. She said, I have absolutely no pain in my leg. I said, well, see what happened? I didn't even get to pray for you. As soon as you forgive him, God, he just set you free. I just had my hand on the woman. Did Jesus say, lay hands on the sick and they'll get well? Amen. Is that what he said? Yeah. All you got to do is have your hand on them at the right time. And he set that woman free. So an hour later, Cheryl and I were still praying for other people, and this lady comes back up and she said, Pastor, we got to go home. We live a long ways from here, but said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, what's that? She said, it wasn't neither one of them boys worth that 12 years pain I suffered. It wasn't neither one of them worth that 12 years of pain. Now, that's true. You know that? Who was it hurting? Her. It wasn't hurting him, her husband, or Leroy. Neither one of them was suffering no pain. She was the one who had the grudge, and she for 12 years the one who couldn't sleep had all the pain. Now, if I was you, I wouldn't like a spanking from God like that, would you? I mean, there ain't nobody. If it's your spouse, whoever it is, anybody you've got an unforgiveness toward for whatever they've done, is it worth you being sick over? Absolutely not. So you got to forgive them. And then what do you have to do? Love them. Somebody said, well, I can forgive them, but I just can't love them. Well, if you can't love them, you didn't forgive them. You know, it's easy to love somebody who loves you. You know that? It's real easy to love somebody that's nice to you. But somebody that's always on your case, that hates your guts, and every time you see them, they don't like you, and they tell you they don't like you. You want to kind of avoid those people, right? But God tells you to love them, doesn't he? Can we do that if we thought we would keep us well the rest of our life? Yes, we can. It's worth it. Yes, absolutely. God disciplines people with sickness and pain. Who does this?
God.
Somebody says, God would never put sickness and pain upon me. Have you ever heard anybody say that? I have, lots of times. But who said right there? He did it. He did it right there. That's only one of many places in God's Word. One of many places. It clearly says God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. They lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. They waste away to skin and bones. What's this sound like? What does that sound like?
Cancer.
Cancer. Now, nobody believes that cancer comes from God. But God, everything comes from God. You know, you hear people say, God don't have no cancer. No, he don't. He may not have it. And he never has had it. But he sure knows how to put it on you. He can hurt you. I don't like it when God hurts me. He says, after he put this ceaseless aching in our pain, in our body, in our bones, we waste away to skin and bones. We come up at death's door. The angels of death wait for us. I don't like this. Do you? I ain't ready to die yet. Are you? No. But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person, to declare that he is upright, God will be gracious and say, set him free. Do not make him die, for I have found a ransom for his life. Now, the King James says something right there that's awesome. A special messenger, one in a thousand. What? There's only one in a thousand of us in the church able to do this? How many of us should be able to do this in the church? The covenant's for all of us, isn't it? It ain't just for one of us. In fact, I made a statement here a while back on a tape. You know, I said, you know, anybody can do what I do. Had a man write me a letter. It was a pastor, a reverend. He said, Thurman, you're wrong. He said, God has anointed you special. He said, you have a gift, and he doesn't give that gift to everybody. Well, here I'm going to tell you that I believe the only reason I got it is because I spent 10 years studying the Word of God, seeking him, and that's why he gave it to me. God did not give me this gift until I had spent thousands of hours studying his word. So I believe, I don't care who you are, if you're a son or a daughter of God, if you'll get in there and seek God and do what God tells you to do, and you'll spend night and day in the word with him, reading and studying his word, I believe he will use you to do even greater things than he's allowed me to do. He's no respecter of persons, is he? He'll use you. Why does he use me? I believe he uses me because I got in his word and studied for years and years and years. I believe that's why he called me.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.